Maybe you'd like some wine with your nose. Cheese.
I want to look like Diana Ross.
I think she's fallen in love, but she doesn't know it yet.
There's someone I think I should.
It was the time that Hollywood came to Nelson. Although it premiered in 1987, the movie Roxanne still continues to hold a high approval rating on movie critic sites for its gentle and whimsical take on the tale of Cyrano, a man with an unfortunately large nose. Of course, locally, people are still talking about the classic flick in Nelson, featuring legendary comic Steve Martin, who fumbles around the streets in search of love, showing off several iconic locations like Waits News or the exterior of what is today the Nelson Museum. Even Janis Morrison named the shooting of the film in her inaugural speech just the other week as a part of Nelson's history. But as it turns out, the summer stint in Nelson has not faded from Steve Martin's memory either. In a new graphic memoir recounting Steve Martin's film career, an anecdote from his visit to Nelson is right in there. When Martin shot the movie, he was equipped with a realistic-looking nose that he says took over an hour to apply, and it didn't come off, even when the cameras took a break from filming. Martin, in an appearance on ABC's The View this week, remembered the reception his outfit got on the streets of Nelson, and how locals in town would not stop commenting on it, quote, "Nice nose." After 5 weeks of filming, Martin says he was fed up with the comments as he made it into a restroom in a downtown bar during a filming break, where he felt himself being stared down by two, quote, "Hells Angels"-looking guys. Martin in the book recounts how one of them looked at him and asked, "Why the long face?" The book, Number One Is Walking, by Steve Martin and Harry Bliss, is now for sale with a number of online retailers. For KCR News, I'm John Roon.
That's okay.